Bible reading from John's Gospel. You might like to try and find it in your own Bibles at home. It's John chapter 19, starting at the second part of verse 25, reading through to the end. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, and so they soaked a sponge in it and put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. So here we are, during the final agonising hours of Jesus' life. People gathered around, many mocking, some quiet, some may have been upset. We've heard about the soldiers and the centurion and Peter. Of those gathered round Jesus, many simply did not believe him or didn't care. Harsh, brutalised people like the soldiers. But now we read in John's Gospel of a small group of faithful women who hadn't abandoned Jesus like many of the disciples. Four women: Mary, Jesus' mother, her sister, wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. And along with them is the disciple whom Jesus loved. That's a kind of code phrase that John uses of himself. So John was there with them too. Mary, Jesus' mother, was a believer right from the start. She was told that the child she would be bearing would be the Son of God, and she believed. But the road ahead became a little lumpy. There was a time when she thought that Jesus had maybe lost the plot, and she, along with Jesus' brothers, went to a house to take charge of him, it says, because they thought he'd gone crazy. And maybe we too have blocks and obstacles in our path which have caused us to wonder, is Jesus for real? Is what he says reliable? Can I trust him with my life? Does he love me after everything that I've done? I've lived most of my life ignoring him. Will he accept me at this late stage? Or maybe, what kind of God allows this? But Mary believed, not afraid to be seen and associated with Jesus. Jesus' brothers didn't yet. It was only after the resurrection that they believed. Clearly, the crucifixion and the resurrection had worked a change in them. But Mary was faithfully standing by her Lord and God. And we too can come along to the cross as Mary and John did, not just to watch, but to lay all we are at his feet, knowing he did all that for me and for you, and he loves us beyond measure. That's what Easter's all about. But now, as Mary and John and the other Marys are watching, something totally astonishing was about to happen as the Lord of Lords is hanging in agony on the cross. He glances down, sees them there, and no doubt received a measure of comfort by their presence with him in his agony. They hadn't left him alone to this awful death. So he sees them there, and Jesus looks down, and he thinks about his mother's situation when he's left, when he's gone. She'd need someone to protect and provide for her, both materially and spiritually. And he calls John to fulfill that role. John, his faithful disciple, the disciple whom Jesus loved and no doubt loved Jesus in return. That's what impressed John so much about Jesus, Jesus' love. You can tell that when you read his gospel and when you read his letters. He writes that God is love. And see what great love the Father has lavished on us. And this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. Love, love, love. Not that shallow 60s slogan, but that sacrificial love that Jesus demonstrates on the cross. And that did it for John. The teacher living out what he taught. Jesus said, love your enemies. And as those soldiers were belting the nails through his hands and his feet, what did Jesus say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. The teacher living out what he taught. So Jesus sees Mary, his mother, and John, his loved disciple, together and makes provision for her safekeeping in his absence. John willingly did as he was asked by Jesus because he loved his Lord and knew Jesus loved him. For John, it was his sacred charge. And from that time on, or perhaps better, from that very hour, a kind of John phrase that he uses all the way through his gospel. So from that very hour, this disciple took her into his home. Not only providing a roof over her head, but taking responsibility for a widow who would have been extremely vulnerable in that kind of society. Jesus lived what he taught. He didn't ask anyone to do what he didn't do himself. That's what was impressive. That's what's impressive about some Christian men and women we've met, isn't it? They live it. It's real. A lively faith. And we've met folk like that in our church family. What a privilege. The life we're called to live for Jesus is not just academic. It's practical. Jesus is our Saviour and King and our example. Let's live like him. So will we respond to Jesus' call from the cross to come to him and to love as he did? That costly self-sacrificial love which drove him to the cross so that he could complete the means of our forgiveness and reconciliation to God. Jesus' love called to Mary, woman, here is your son. And to John, here is your mother. And to us and all mankind, Jesus cries, it is finished. You are forgiven. Now come home. Will you respond?